new filter and search function works today. So you're going to see it here on the spaces. You're also going to see it in your products. You've got it up here. Also on the purchases screen here, you'll see it here as well. So I'm going to jump over to products and I'm going to show you how it works here. So right now you see a list of all of my products, but I can filter that out. So I would just click on filter. I'm going to select the filter product category, and then I'm going to choose my category. So in this case, I'm going to use membership as a sample. So now it's going to give me any product that's been categorized as a membership. Once that's done, I can save that view if I want it, and then it will show up here at the top so that I can quickly get to the membership products. So to do that, I would just click on save this view, give it a name, say okay. Now it's always going to be there. Now the other option I have is I can get a little bit more specific. So I can also type in a search function here. So I want basic products. So you can see now I filtered any membership that's also a basic product. But if I remove that, and I type in basic, now I have any product where I've put in basic no matter what that is. So then I can also save this view as well. So I can do it either way. I can be really specific or I can just do it by category, either way. But now I've got those views saved. I can delete that if I don't no longer want that view. And then I can also, we're going to go back to all products to make this a little easier to see, but I can also sort however I want. So if I click on this, it's going to sort it by internal name. So you can see there now it's in alphabetical order. I can sort it by the price. And so it would do that. All of these columns are now become sortable.